code, or device now makes perfect sense. And as European alliances are growing ever tighter, a new world leader may arise. Since the horrific events of October 7, 2023, the people in my country, Israel, have been reeling, experiencing constant ups and downs as our military victories and efforts to defend ourselves are condemned and muted by international outrage. The peace we feel when an air raid siren is silenced becomes a twist in the gut when we remember the Israeli hostages held captive by Hamas, deprived of nourishment, sunlight, civility, and hope. Some were deprived of life entirely. As a Jewish believer in Yeshua the Messiah, however, I am blessed with the benefit of the big picture. I mourn with my fellow Israelis, but I also recognize that the wars with Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and Syria all fit into God's plan. I understand that God is bringing Israel through difficulties now to achieve a place of peace and safety later. This peace is the landscape for the war described in Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39, the war that will open the door for the period known as Jacob's trouble, described vividly in Revelation. I often say that I'm not a prophet. I just read my Bible. Pastor Gary can say the same thing. He is a wonderful teacher and a wise student of God's Word. In his book, he quotes Jesus' words in John chapter 14, when the Lord promises that after he has gone to prepare a place for us, he will return so that we can be with him. It is with Pastor Gary's own response to this wonderful promise that I will conclude this foreword. That is our hope. Jesus is coming again. With joyful expectation, we can and should study the book of Revelation. Awaiting his return, Amir Tsarfati. Revelation at 30,000 feet. Studying Revelation is a bit like drinking out of a fire hose. Whether you are a new Christian, a mature Christian, or not a Christian at all, if you want to understand Revelation, a proper foundation is imperative. Legendary NFL coach Vince Lombardi started each season with his team by holding up a football and announcing the obvious: "Gentlemen, this is a football." He began with the basics, and so must we. This compilation, based on a series of sermons originally given over multiple months, was created to help you see the signs of the times. You are welcome to follow along with the sermons at cornerstonechapel.net/teachings. A proper foundation. To understand the hope and joyful expectation the promise of Jesus Christ's return brings, we must first understand his ascension into heaven. The book of Acts tells us that after Jesus was crucified and buried, he rose from the grave 3 days later, walked among people for 40 days, and ascended into heaven from the Mount of Olives, while his apostles gazed up at him. Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. "The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles, whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" And he said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said,